when I've seen myself, I've seen that someone else. I don't know how to take this. A man, just a man, and I've known so many men before, in so many ways, he's just one more.
Sheila Clark, a brand new and the current hit pick for this week. It's called I Don't Know How to Love Him.
Yes, if he said he loved me, I'd be loved.
This is Radio Nazi International. The time is exactly 9 o'clock Central European Time.
RNI Worldwide News.
Good evening, this is David Rogers. The present heavy bombing raids over North Vietnam by United States aircraft have been stopped. The U.S. military command in Saigon said results of the bombings, which lasted for 5 days and were the most intensive since 1968, are now being assessed and analyzed. An American spokesman said that 3 planes were shot down and 5 crewmen are missing. However, Hanoi Radio claims that 19 planes were shot down, including 8 today. It's been reported that the Pakistani president, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, has proposed to Sheikh Mujibur Rahman that East and West Pakistan establish a loose federation. President Bhutto offered Sheikh Mujib as wide an autonomy as he wishes, as long as the two regions maintain national links. Meanwhile, thousands of Behari Muslims are trapped in a jute mill near Dhaka. 12 have died from cholera today. The Muslims are surrounded by Bengalis, and although they're protected by Indian troops, food supplies are not getting through. President Tito of Yugoslavia said on a nationwide television and radio broadcast that his country was entering the new year with optimism and is prepared to measure up to problems more quickly and effectively. The president said that the great victory for Yugoslavs was the decisive blow dealt to counter-revolutionary forces, especially to nationalism and chauvinism. The Maltese opposition Nationalist Party has condemned Prime Minister Don Mintoff for demanding more money from Britain for maintaining bases on the island. Britain has said it will take several months to withdraw all 3,500 men. In Washington, Daniel Ellsberg has now been charged with 11 serious federal crimes, including stealing and distributing secret government documents concerning the Vietnam War. If he was found guilty on all charges, Dr. Ellsberg could be sentenced to 115 years in jail. Iran has accused Iraq of expelling more than 40,000 Iranians during the past 2 days and leaving them stranded in snow and freezing rain on the border. It's thought that Iraqi action was taken because of Iran's takeover of 3 small Persian Gulf islands earlier this month. And finally, a look at the weather. The cold spell over the British Isles will continue. Although northern and western districts will be mostly dry, wintry showers are expected over much of eastern and southern England. The ski resorts in the Alps and Dolomites will be mostly cloudy with some snow from time to time. This is RNI News. The next bulletin at 10 o'clock.
Mike Ross, Hit Pink.
Thank you. Here's a tear for a souvenir and a dream torn at the seams. Here's the promise that you made me of the tomorrows that I'll never see, and then you're free to go. That didn't mean a thing. And letters you wrote that gave my young heart hope. Take the pillow where my dreams were made, and the mind where the thought of you stayed. But baby, you should know.
Just too much coming from Miss Vicky Carr. And once again, the Mike Ross hit pick for this week's called I Can't Give Back the Love I Feel For You, which is an understatement, I tell you. Anyway, I'd like to say hello to Jane Sabatier, who lives at Professor College, 17 St. Ogly in France. And many, many thanks, Jane, for your card. It really is nice, and the things you say about it as well. So here comes the record, especially for you, all right? Anyway, yeah, I think things working here, but it's not working, so we're going with this, huh? These things are sent to try, as I tell you. You should have said smash play, actually, when I pressed the button, but it didn't. Cat Stevens. Auntie Train.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at once. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come. But out on the edge of darkness, there lies a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Ride on the peace train. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Come on the peace train. Get peace train a holy roller.
Everyone jump on the peace train.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Come on the peace train. Get your bag together. Go bring your good friends too. been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live and bliss? Cut out on the edge of darkness, there I should be sane. Oh, be sane, hate this country. Come take me home again. Oh, be sane, sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Cat Stevens. A really very, very nice record. And that's, of course, called Peace Train. The thing I was trying to say before was this.
An R&I smash play.
Well, it works when you put a hammer onto that, tell you. Yes. Anyway, we're going to take you back to 71 and one of the hit songs of that year. One I like so very, very much. Two very, very talented fellas indeed to call Medicine Head. And about 3-4 months ago, they came out with this one called And the Pictures in the Sky. That time. And of course that's And the Pictures in the Sky. You have to look up in the sky and get pictures once you've had one too many. Anyway, I'd like to dedicate the next record to Jackie.